so now we're going to go on here to 46 robot. Okay, it's labeled as Stanford AI, however it's not. So again, here we've got the labels off. Okay, well, let's see what it is.
Waltz has written a program which adds the depth
okay, now
to
this is Dave Waltz.
By generating labels for a line drawing.
Recognize his voice, and
these labels specify the physical
here.
Nature of each individual line. There are labels for shadows,
color, which
obscuring edges.
I don't know if this one.
Convex
this must
edges
have been done on a color
and
display.
Concave edges. Physical constraints limit the number of ways that scene features can form vertices. Most combinations of line labels simply cannot occur at any junction.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, Waltz's program had a thing here
labeling
that parsed corners.
Match,
and so
the
here he's talking about
that. Along its length.
As you,
this makes the selection of labeling
the details
of like
the
assembly of a jigsaw puzzle.
Here you can kind
because
of
previous
tell which are
internal strongly limit each new choice.
Nodes and which aren't. And
in our sample scene, the L junction starts with a complete set of 123 possible labelings, and this number is immediately reduced to 76 because the relative region brightnesses preclude certain shadow labelings.
Yeah.
Next, the mutual constraints between junctions have an effect. The arrow labelings are reduced from the initial 79 to the 52 compatible with the neighboring L.
Similarly,
only 32 of the options for the L are now compatible with the remaining arrow labelings.
And he was with thinking machines for a while. And then,
sometimes the analysis of a particular junction can cause an effect
NEC
to propagate for a considerable
made
distance.
Made a offer to him to head up a
propagate
institute
through the
in
drawing
Princeton,
until
New Jersey.
Activity dies at junctions where no new changes are forced.
And this was during the era of sort of Japanese ascendancy. There was a time when everyone thought the Japanese were going to take over the world, and the Japanese yen was very high against the dollar, and so on and so forth. So anyway, at that time, a bunch of Japanese companies invested in the U.S. and in this area, and they established this institute down there. And Dave Waltz ran it. And well, they did some stuff actually. Several of the people out of that project decamped to Google
By the time the last junction is the overall arrangement typically forces
Google
a
today,
single interpretation
yeah,
for the entire
worked
line
on,
drawing.
Scientific journal on basically trying to retrieve text and information in general from scientific journal, which happens to be an area I'm interested in as well. Okay, so anyway, that's clip 46. Okay, and this is